RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, from today's Kentucky Derby to Les Clés d'Or Concierges, that's where we are headed for today's Personal Connection segment. And this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
When you travel, sometimes things can happen that we don't necessarily see coming. And today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. Yes, it covers missed or canceled flights, but it also covers a lot more. So don't take your chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. TravelGuard.com/Carrie is affordable, and you'll thank us if you have to use it.
You know, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, some of the things that it's going to cover for you include trip cancellation, interruptions and delays, translation services, lost or delayed baggage, there's prescription replacement, medical expenses and evacuations, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance, you got flight and hotel rebookings, and you're also going to have somebody available to you 24/7. There's a lot more. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
If you're a fan of hotel concierges like we are, and you appreciate what they can do to make your stay better, and in many cases truly exceptional, you should enjoy today's personal connection with America's first concierge, Thomas Wolf. He's the founder of the U.S. division of the esteemed Les Clés d'Or, or the Golden Keys, a professional association of hotel concierges. Here's Tom now joining us on that show hotline.
Well, and out to San Francisco and the Fairmont Hotel, Mary, we go. Hello, Tom. Nice to have you aboard with us today.
Hello, Robert. How are you today?
I am very well. I hope things are going swimmingly well in San Francisco today.
Absolutely. I'm looking out on California Street, and the cable car just went by. We'll probably get another one. So if you hear a little ding-ding, that's our native means of transportation.
Yes, it is out there. Well, I love that. So, all right. So I want to set the stage for everyone. At the start of your career, you were working in the hotel industry in Europe. And, you know, you were with brands like Ritz-Carlton and the Hotel Lancaster in Paris. And those experiences helped you learn firsthand the level of service a concierge could provide. Fast forward, you came back to the U.S. in the mid-70s. You took a position there with the Fairmont in San Francisco. Share how your career took off from there.
Well, I came back loving the whole idea of the conciergerie, and unfortunately didn't exist in this country. So, I couldn't go apply for that job because there just wasn't one there at the time. Lo and behold, along comes Richard Swigg, the owner of the Fairmont, one day. I'd been here about 3 or 4 months, and he says to me, "Mr. Wolf, I know you have European background." And I said, "Yeah, I worked here and there." And anyway, bottom line, he says to me, "You know, I'm trying to start a concierge program here, and nobody knows what I'm talking about." And that was opportunity pounding on the door right there. So that's how it took off.
Well, sometimes the best jobs, they find you. You don't find them.
Well, I personally want to thank you for being the first concierge in America, because thanks to you, we have the U.S. division of the esteemed Les Clés d'Or, which is the network of concierges. So, Tom, between your job as a concierge as well as starting that network, since you're in our personal connection segment today, I really want to hear how this career, because really what you do is you're helping people have, you know, make dreams come true when they travel. You're indulging all kinds of special requests. How has it affected you, and what have you most enjoyed about the position over the years?
Well, you kind of gain a huge amount of knowledge. And Dave Garraway, who you folks probably remember, not everybody might remember, but the original host of the Today Show, he liked to say that he was a generalist. He knew something about everything. So I can't discuss how to do brain surgery, but I do know where my corpus callosum is, you see. And so having knowledge about everything is one of the things that I love. And, you know, even knowing, like, having been to so many places in the world, I can visualize them when somebody says, you know, I lived near Redcliffe Square. Well, I know Redcliffe Square. I lived right there, you know, and that's part of the fun of it.
And always learning. Yeah. And, interesting.
And being able to share that. You know, so any long-tenured concierge that Mary and I have encountered with all of our travels, they all have stories to tell, right? And I'm sure you have some wild requests over the years. But before we get to that, a concierge is there for every traveler, whether it's to arrange, I don't know, it could be flowers being sent to a room for an anniversary, landing that hard-to-book restaurant reservation, you know, coordinating travel for car or air or whatever. I mean, I could go on. So why don't you share some ways that you think that a really good concierge can help a hotel guest and deliver on that experience of making travel memorable?
Well, it starts with the sensitivity, Robert. You've got to be able to almost have a sixth sense for what your client is needing. And you'll probably have some knowledge of their background, and the rest you kind of have to tactfully glean from them. Maybe they had a recent breakup in their relationship. Maybe they, you know, just had a tough time with sickness or something. And you kind of got to zero in on that and find out, what can I do to, you know, make things better for that person? That's kind of the sixth sense that is very, very key to creating an experience for them. Because once you know that, then you can latch on to it. Once you find out that so-and-so was a port commissioner in Malaga, as happened the other day, I can put him with a fellow who's a sailor, and he can show him the entire port of San Francisco. Or somebody who is looking for a collegiate experience, something to do with universities. Well, that's easy. Gosh, we got Berkeley on one side and Stanford on the other side, and plenty of others in between. Right. And I have contacts at most of those places. That's the other key to it, having the contacts, having the person you can call when you need that favor. I called an owner of a restaurant this morning because we needed to change a reservation, and he gladly did it. You know, so that old-fashioned connection, it never should be lost, ever.
Yeah, and I hope it never goes out of style. And I would encourage anyone listening, when you check into a hotel that has a concierge, make that connection, right, Tom? Because you never know what someone can do for you.
We just did that last week in Myrtle Beach.
We always talk to the concierges. So, all right, since we have you here, I have to ask. So our show friend, Chip Rogers, whom I know you know because he's with AHLA, he recently did an interview with you, and he asked you a question that I have to have you share briefly with our listeners. Is about the exotic red car request. What can you share?
Well, I was fellow came up, a nice looking fellow. He was staying in the hotel and with his wife, and he was from a very, very wealthy family from a country in Europe. How's that for being nice and vague? and he had a little bit of a task list of things to do. You know, book this reservation at a restaurant, fix my airline ticket, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty much everyday kind of stuff that was easy to do. And I took it all down. And then I walked away from the desk, and he stopped and did a 180 and turned back and he said, oh, yes, and I forgot one thing. I want to get a Ferrari GTO. And I said, certainly, sir, do you have a color preference? And he said red, and I said good.
Hey, well, of course, Ferrari. You have to be red, right? So go ahead, do tell.
Ferrari made a lot of red cars. Yeah. So I managed to find one. This is pre-internet days, by the way. But I still had my little black book, and I managed to find a Ferrari from owner. He said, I don't want to pay more than $6 million. And I found one for $6 million. And they lived happily ever after, motoring off into the Alps somewhere. Oops, I gave that away.
Oops, didn't
I?
The Alps. That's all right. Exactly. What a great story.
I do love that. That's great. And it shows the level. So really quick, we've got about a minute and a half with you. You know, a lot of people listening right now across the USA. First, explain to travelers how they can recognize a member of the Clé d'Or concierge on their travels. And more importantly, you know, if somebody's interested in getting into the field, do you recommend it?
Well, it's something that you really have to want to do. And it requires the same kind of DNA as a nurse or a teacher, the givingness factor. If you've got that, as far as I'm concerned, is your job requirement number one. I don't care if you speak 17 languages or, you know, you invented the wheel. I want to know, how's your heart? If your heart is good, then you've got a really good way to become a concierge. How can we spot a concierge who's a member of Les Clé d'Or? Easy to do. Les Clé d'Or, the golden keys, they are worn in the lapels, occasionally on the collars of the uniforms of the concierge on duty. And that is a sign, kind of like a Michelin star rating, showing that that person has great knowledge and has gone through an extremely rigorous kind of entry examination and interviews and a lot of stuff. It takes about a year and a half to become a member.
Well, Tom, you're making me think of many people that Mary and I have met. Mary Denis, right now, I'm thinking about it. Maison Astor in France. But
his colleague is a member.
Is Stefan.
Stefan.
I know he's coming on in a couple weeks. So, Tom, very nice to connect with you today. We really appreciate it. It's not often you get to be first in your field, so you've built some legacy. Congratulations
thank you.
On that. We look forward to meeting you when we're out there at the Fairmont at some point in San Francisco, okay?
Thank you. I can't wait.
All right, take care. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Robert.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mary, he's got a book in him for sure.
Oh, he must have fantastic stories.
I can't wait
America's
to actually meet
First
him.
Concierge. Love it.
Listen, any of our listeners out there in San Francisco on KTRB,
go
spend a little time with Tom at the Fairmont. All right, as we pause for a few important sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break, up next, Andrew McCarthy is going to be here to talk about his 500-mile walk across Spain with his son. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.